Ted Leitch. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
What does traditional standard chemotherapy do?
So traditional chemotherapy are really DNA damaging agents. So you know that every cell in your body has DNA. You got it from your mom and your dad, and it tells your body how to develop into who you are. But when cancer develops, there's changes or mutations in the DNA of one cell that allows it to keep growing and grow uncontrolled until it takes over your body. What chemotherapy does is it damages that DNA, but it's not actually selective for the cancer. It damages the DNA in every cell of your body, which is why you see some of the side effects like hair loss or mouth sores and low blood counts. So more recently, what we've been focusing on is sort of targeted therapies that don't attack every cell in your body the same way, but specifically attack differences or problems with the cancer.
One of the types of targeted therapies is called immunotherapy. What is immunotherapy?
So immunotherapy is really trying to turn your body's immune system against the cancer. So normally, one of the functions of your immune system, in addition to fighting infections, is to watch out for cancer development in your body and attack it. And we actually think that most of us get some precancerous cells very frequently, and our immune system takes care of them, and we never know about them. But when cancer develops, the cancer has learned how to escape the immune system. And so immunotherapy is trying to teach your body back how to have its immune system fight off the cancer.
This approach, engineering a patient's own immune cells so that they're better able to fight cancer, how might it work with a patient who has something like leukemia?
The studies of this are still in their early days, but very recently, two groups have published results of how this therapy may help patients with leukemia. The results of these studies are very, very impressive. So the group at the University of Pennsylvania and the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, they've treated 30 patients so far, and of them, 27 have gone into remission. And these are kids with leukemia that has come back multiple times after chemotherapy or after a bone marrow transplant, where in the past we have not been able to achieve anything like 90% of patients going into remission.
Would immunotherapy replace then traditional therapies like chemotherapy or radiation, or would it be for a separate group of patients?
So right now, immunotherapy is really for those kids whose cancer don't respond to standard chemotherapy. It may be in the future that we're able to move this forward and we're able to actually replace some of the chemotherapy and reduce some of the side effects.
So another approach to treating childhood cancer involves genetic sequencing, something people might have heard about over the last decade since the price has dropped drastically to have parts of our DNA examined. How could genome sequencing help with childhood cancer?
The idea behind looking at the genome of a patient's cancer is that every one of your cells has DNA, but there's mutations in those DNA that cause your cell to become cancerous. And so by looking at the specific mutations that are developing in the cancer, we can identify what may have caused the cancer and therefore specifically treat that cause rather than just giving chemotherapy that kills every cell indiscriminately. I think one of the best examples of this is a medicine called imatinib. So imatinib was developed in the early 2000s and has revolutionized the care of a particular kind of leukemia.
That's Ted Leitch. He's an assistant professor at UT Southwestern Medical Center researching novel therapeutics for childhood cancer. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.